Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Our topic today is America has already committed acts of war where Russia could attack and take us out and say they ask for it. We've already done that. And so we're already on borrowed time. I do not think it's time for the Russians to attack yet. And as we get closer to that, I will certainly let you know when I believe that. But right now we're going to look at why Russia actually could say they attacked us first. They could say that we stepped across the line. We have committed acts of war. Okay, so first of all, a background. This is one of my favorite bits of information from Dmitry Duderman. April 1997, Dmitry said, I knelt beside my bed to pray as I do every night. He had a prayer closet. After finishing my prayer, I opened my eyes, but I was no longer in my room. Instead, I found myself in a forest. I looked around to my right and I saw a man that would be an angel that come to visit him, dressed in white, who pointed his finger and said, see and remember. It took me a while to find out what he was pointing at. It was a small bear, meaning Russia, who seemed half dead, lying on the ground. As I continued to watch this bear, it began to breathe deeper. In other words, as Russia was coming out of perestroika and glasnost, she began to grow stronger. As it continued to watch this bear, it began to breathe deeper. With every passing minute, it seemed to revive itself. And as I watched, it also became angrier. Well, Russia paid off all of her loans. She hit massive amounts of oil. She's been selling it to around the world. And unlike America, the conspiracy doesn't pocket all the money and use it for building a world government. Instead, it is Mother Russia that owns these oil wells and can use it to build their war machine, and that's exactly what they've done. Now, she also became angrier. Well, before, when Trump was in office, reportedly, and probably the truth is, Trump and Putin got along pretty good. But then when Trump went out, that was a problem. And then when Biden came in, there was a bigger problem. And then, of course, the Ukraine situation came along. And we have been on the wrong side of that war, in my opinion. So consequently, the Russian bear has continued to grow angry. It then began to grow. Soon, it was larger than the forest floor, meaning soon it was the strongest military on Earth. I believe that's where it is right now. As it grew large, it continued to become angrier. It then began to paw the ground so that when its paw would hit the ground, the Earth would shudder. There's a scripture that says that the earth is moved at the taking of Babylon. You can look it up. It's in the King James. Probably that's what it's talking about. In other words, Russia's military has become so strong that if it wanted to, it could fire off those atomic weapons and literally shake the earth. And that's what happens when she attacks America. The bear continued to devastate all that stood in its path until it came upon some men, I believe that's NATO. Remember, God told Dmitry that God would raise up China, Japan, and many of the nations that would go against the Russians. Okay, well, that's those with sticks. The bear would continue to devastate all that stood in its path until it came upon some men with sticks trying to fend it off. By this time, the bear had grown so large it simply crushed the men underfoot and continued to rampage. I was stunned by what I saw and asked the man standing beside me, what does this mean? The angel said, at first, they thought the great bear was dead. That's perestroika and glasnost back in the 80s. As it will begin to stir once again, they will consider it harmless. Suddenly, it will go strong once more with purpose and violence. Here it is. Here are some things that we are doing to anger the bear. Headline, Russia issues dire warning after U.S. approves Ukrainian strikes on Crimea. Russia is openly saying, you step across this line and we're going to start attacking you. So what does America do? We step across the line. So Russia, in my opinion, I think they've been very patient. They draw another line. You step across that line, it's going to be trouble. America steps across the line. You step across that line, it's going to be trouble. America steps across the line. We've stepped across, I don't know, I hadn't counted them up. I'm going to say at least two or three, probably four or five lines in the sand. Russia already has cause to attack America. The article says Russia has issued a stern warning related to further potential Ukrainian attacks on Crimea. Now, this is really important. We're going to take just a minute and discuss it. Strikes on this territory, meaning Crimea, and Russia's had control of Crimea now, I don't know, 6, 8, 10 years, long time. Strikes on this territory are considered by us as an attack on any other region of the Russian Federation. Okay, let's see if I can compare this. So, let's say that Mexico were to say, tell you what, we love the United States so much, we are going to give you this peninsula down south of California as part of your land. And Russia steps up and says, no, 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 we don't accept that you're giving that to Russia, or to America. So consequently, Russia somehow attacks that. Americans would consider, well, you're attacking us. That's our land. That's our people there now. That's kind of what's happened here because Russia took over Crimea. Yes, America allowed them to. We didn't do anything about it. That was when Obama was in. So at this point, if we allow our weapons to fall on Crimea, Russia, with good cause, with good reason, could say, you're attacking us. That's our property. It's our people now. Let's go on. It's important that the United States is fully aware of the Russian response, Moscow's ambassador to the U.S., Anatoly Anatov, warned Sunday. Warning. They're giving us warning after warning after warning. We aren't listening. So you may be saying, well, do you think that the leadership in America, the Biden administration, is actually trying to make the bear angry enough to attack America and take her out? The answer is yes. That's exactly what they're trying to do, because their objective, again, is to put the beast, the Antichrist, on the throne. And they know that they can't do that with America standing. So they are happy to take it out. It's just like this debt ceiling battle that's going on right now. See, the Republicans are saying, well, we're not going to raise the debt ceiling because that's just going to kill America. And of course, the Democrats are saying, well, it's fine. Don't raise the debt ceiling. Go ahead and kill America. See, when one side doesn't care to kill our nation, the Democrats, it's fine to kill America, then the Republicans then have no other means of negotiation. When one nation, one part of the nation wants to kill the nation, it's pretty hard to keep that nation from being killed. This was in response to an earlier weekend statement by U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan to CNN. He said, while speaking from the G7 summit in Japan over the weekend, we have not placed limitations, this is important, we have not placed limitations on Ukraine being able to strike on its territory. In other words, it's okay if America sends highly advanced weapons to Ukraine, and Ukraine uses those weapons within Ukraine. But the problem is, Ukraine is counting that Crimea is part of Ukraine. And America is considering Crimea as part of Ukraine. But the problem is, the Russians do not consider Crimea that has been under their control, I don't know, what, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, I don't know, for a while now. We've not placed limitations on Ukraine being able to strike on its territory. What we've said is that we won't enable Ukraine with U.S. systems to attack Russia. But the problem is, Russia considers Crimea its territory. In Ukraine, which in my opinion should not be considering Crimea part of its territory at this point, and we believe Crimea is Ukraine. Okay, so what's actually happening? Russia says, you're attacking us. You are already attacking us. So if Russia right now today wanted to push the button and take America out with nuclear weapons, they could say, we were attacked first. You see how big that is? That's huge. Let's go on. Anatov further stated on Telegram in response to the unconditional approval of strikes on Crimea, using American and other Western weapons, alongside the move among Western allies to supply Ukraine with jets, here it is, this is a red line, clearly demonstrate that the United States has never been interested in peace. The Russians are saying, so the United States doesn't want peace, so the United States wants to go to war with Russia. What do you think Russia is planning on doing? They're not going to let America attack first. They could already say, we have already been attacked, we have already been threatened, our constitution we made changes to 6, 7, 8 years ago, saying that we can attack first. We do not have to wait until we're attacked. He warned the U.S. administration against, quote, thoughtless judgments on Crimea, especially in terms of blessing the Kyiv regime for air attacks on the peninsula. I'm telling you, right now, Russia could very well attack America. Per Russian state media and other Kremlin officials, weighed in even more forcefully, warning that even nuclear disaster could be a result. What does that mean? What does that mean when they're saying, warning that even nuclear disaster could be the result? They're saying, America, we will use nuclear weapons to take you out. And America, we aren't listening. You don't hear anything about this on any of the news sources, Fox News. You don't hear any talk about Russia being angry with America. If you don't listen to things like what I'm talking about here, you don't get it. So consequently, there's no one in America complaining. So America continues to make the bear more and more and more angry, and no one is saying anything about, hey, this is a problem. Sullivan's remarks likewise triggered outrage from Crimean Deputy Prime Minister Georgi Muradov, who opined that by allowing Ukraine to use U.S.-made planes to target the peninsula, the U.S. had agreed to unleashing a nuclear war. Did you catch that? What they're saying is, if America gives airplanes, advanced airplanes, to Ukraine, and if Ukraine does use them against Russia, and that would include Ukraine, then by de facto, White House has agreed to unleashing nuclear war. That's a red line. In other words, Russia is saying, look, you use these planes against Crimea or against Russia or against Russian soldiers, that's cause for nuclear war. They're saying that is an act of war. Did you hear that on Fox News? Speaking of Fox News, I've had to just turn it off. I'm a repulse because I know other things that are going on and they aren't talking about. That is controlled news. I mean, I know it's always been controlled, but it's really controlled right now. They're just a distraction. The official recalled that Crimea hosts Russia's Black Sea Fleet. Okay, did you catch that? Crimea is where the Black Sea Fleet is anchored. So we are attacking Crimea, where Russia already has lots and lots of weapons. You see a problem? I do. An attack on one of the pillars of Russia's strategic security legally obliges our country to use all available means to prevent it from being undermined. In other words, America, it's an act of war. What you're doing is an act of war. You'll never hear this on Fox News. Russia has also recently accused Ukrainian forces of using UK-supplied long-range rockets, which are capable of hitting inside Russia. The only reason we are not at war in the natural is because Russia right now is being very patient. The only reason that Russia is not already attacking America and taking us out is because the courts of heaven has not allowed it yet. Here is a video I'm about to play of Vladimir Putin, and he actually says, "I'm not bluffing." America will listen.
Также располагает различными средствами поражения, а по отдельным компонентам и более современными, чем у стран НАТО. И при угрозе территориальной целостности нашей страны для защиты России и нашего народа мы, безусловно, используем все имеющиеся в нашем распоряжении средства. Это не блеф.
Ukraine used US-made Patriot missile to shoot down Russian hypersonic weapon. Pentagon confirms. That's war. We are already at war with Russia. When we are shooting down their missiles, their most advanced missiles, with our equipment, okay, it may not be an American finger pulling the trigger, but it's still American product shooting down Russian product. Air Force Brigadier General Patrick Ryder, a Pentagon spokesman, confirmed to reporters that officials in the Ukraine said that they had downed the Kh-47 missile that had been launched on May 4th from an MiG-31 jet fighter flying within Russian territory. The hypersonic ballistic missile, known by NATO as Killjoy, is nuclear capable, has a range of about 1,200 miles. Ukrainian defense officials said the reputation of the Kh-47 as a weapon of immense power and has been damaged by the effectiveness of the U.S. defense system. Isn't that war? Okay, when we're shooting down their military weapons, well, it may not be our fingers pulling the trigger, but was our fingers that loaded them up, sent them over to them at no cost, I might add. How the U.S. helping Ukraine acquire F-16 shows that for military aid, no can become yes. This is ABC News. I read this about a week ago. So essentially what this is saying is that now America is sending F-16s. No, I know that's not our most advanced fighter, but it's far more advanced than what Ukraine has had in the past. And it is advanced enough to be a real problem against Russia. So if there's two guys in the parking lot and they're about to go to fight, they start throwing rocks at each other, and you and I, our buddies, one side, if we're handing rocks to one of the guys, aren't we involved in that? That's what this is saying. This new plan opens the door for several nations to supply the fourth generation aircraft and for the U.S. to help train the pilots. So we're not only handing them rocks, we're showing them how to hit those, or how to make those rocks land and hit their targets. We're even teaching them new techniques like, hey, use a sling. It'll go further and faster. The U.S. has provided no details of said decisions on when, how many, and who will supply the F-16s will be made in the months ahead while the training is underway. F-16 fighting Falcons have more advanced radar, sensors, and missile capabilities that will provide Ukraine with the combat planes it needs to counter Russia's air dominance. That's war. That's war. Them thars, fighting words, as they say down in Texas way. Biden's open borders invasion. Illegal alien tracking map shows movement of masses of illegals across the U.S. 71% end up in Republican districts. Okay, they're missing the point here. As we talked about last program, I guess it was, these are not good people coming over here because they want to be Christians, because they can't be Christians in other nations, which was the whole point of immigration and asylum in the first place. Asylum means that, hey, I want to be a Christian, and I'm being persecuted in these other nations, so I'm going to come to America, the Christian nation. These are military-age males that are ready to go to war. All they need is a weapon in their hand, and guess who's going to be giving them that weapon? The Democrats and their buddies. So this is openly saying that America is in the process of falling. Now, I've got more. Russia won. State TV host. This is one of the hosts in Russia says, if we lose, we're taking the whole world with us. In other words, if Russia feels threatened, and they at this point should feel threatened, They're going to invoke Armageddon on his TV show, in which the consequences of a Russian defeat in Ukraine were discussed, and they're saying the war is now a question of our destruction. Meaning, if we think we're going to lose, we're going to pull out all of our nuclear weapons and hit America with them. That's what they're really saying. Just like the prophecies said. It is not simply a special military operation, but a war. If we lose this war, we will disappear, like some Native American tribes which have simply vanished. If we lose, we're taking the whole world war with us. Who needs the world if Russia isn't in it? Russia should use its nuclear weapons, shed restrictions against testing, and convincing demonstrate what we have. Russia should draw on its nuclear weapons capability to strike against Western countries that back Ukraine. Nuclear war is inevitable. Now look, this on Russian TV. Now, American TV is controlled by that evil elite. Probably Russian TV is, but Russia is also more controlled by the state. So when Russian TV is saying nuclear war is inevitable, it's really the Russian government saying that. That's real serious. Okay, this is one of my favorite things through my 40 years of Bible prophecy. This is Henry Gruver. Of all the 160 guest speakers we had, he was my favorite. Love this guy. He's gone to be with the Lord right now. I know he is hearing from God. 1986, he says, I was in Wales. What he did is he would get a map and systematically walk down every street in a city, praying loud, pulling down strongholds, loosing the angels to do warfare. When he was done, he would go up over a high point over the city, raise his hands, and reclaim the land for God. Many times, revivals would break out as a result of his warfare prayer. He had just done that. He says, I was in Wales on December 14th, 1986. I went up on top of the Eagle Tower in the Carnarvon Castle that had 8 points on it. Each of the points were eroded eagles. This castle was built in the 12th century. I was overlooking the Irish Sea toward the North Sea, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, the tip of Scotland, Greenland, Iceland, up in that area. All of a sudden, I was lifted above the earth, looking down on the earth like a globe. As I looked down on the earth, I saw all kinds of massive amount of ships and airplanes coming from above Norway out of this inland. He later described it as being Murmansk, which is, by the way, the major Russian war port. They headed down between the United States and Europe. They literally covered the whole Atlantic. I wanted to see what was happening in the United States. I looked over on the globe at the United States. I saw coming out of the United States these radio communication towers. I saw the jagged lines like they draw out of the show. The communications are coming out. Now, this was 1986. There weren't any cell towers in 1986. But later, as they started putting up cell towers, he later told me, he said, that's what I saw. I saw cell towers. He saw cell towers in 1986. They didn't come out until what, 1983, 1985? Anyway, all of a sudden, I was looking down on them. They began to sprinkle down on the earth like dust. I thought, oh no. Oh no, they're not getting through. They're not getting through. They don't know what is happening. They're totally oblivious. In other words, America won't see the bombs heading their way. I began to see all these submarines emerging from under the surface. I was surprised at how close they were to our borders. They were in our territorial waters. Other places, he says, it almost looked like they were parked on our beaches. I saw missiles come out of them. They hit eastern coastal cities of the United States. In other places, he said, it took less than 60 seconds from launch to detonation. I looked over across the country where my family was on the northwest side, and I saw submarines. I saw missiles come out and hit the western coastal cities. The missiles took less than 60 seconds from launch to detonation. I saw one hit Seattle, Bellevue, and San Francisco near Los Angeles and San Diego, and Miami and Tampa. I saw six nuclear blasts that just literally leveled everything. I cried out and I said, oh God, when will this be and what will be the sign of its coming? I heard an audible voice speak from behind me and say, when Russia opens her doors and lets the masses go, The free world will occupy themselves with transporting, housing, feeding, and caring for the masses, and will let down their weapons and cry peace and safety. Then sudden destruction will come. Then is when it will come. That was December 14th, 1986. Glasnost and Perestroika were unheard of at that time. Brothers and sisters, ask Jesus to forgive your sins, to come into your heart, and to be your God, and get yourself prepared. When a nuclear device is detonated, the dust settles on everything. You breathe it, absorb it, you cannot stop it. And when you breathe it or absorb it, it floods your thyroid with bad iodine, killing your thyroid and killing you. But there is a solution. I just went out to my freezer. This is mine. I keep it out there. I've had it for several years. And it says, this is potassium iodide. As a matter of fact, I keep it in the freezer, and I keep them in a Ziploc bag, just like this. This is my personal supply we keep in the freezer. So there you go. Now, it's $30 a bottle. If you order 5 bottles, you get an extra bottle free. You need 1 bottle per exposure per person, and it has the instructions on it. But anyway, I would suggest you go to prophecyclub.com, and let me just tell you, we've only got 100 bottles. Now, we've already made plans to get another 1,000 bottles in. Ben's is coming up. Right now, we only have 100. So my suggestion is you get over to prophecyclub.com and you get your bottles ordered real quick. You might even be a part of the 100 that we have. And if not, then another week or so after that, we will get some more bottles, get it out to you. $30 a bottle, order 5 and get a 6th one free. Here it is, potassium iodate. Is your life worth $30? I mean, you may as well have it. I mean, spend $30. So you get a suitcase nuke in the area, something like that. Not worried. Next is, I'll send you to empshield.com. If you use the promo word prophecy, you get a $50 discount. What is that? Well, it looks like this. This is the one that goes into a car, okay? And you put the red wire to the red side of the battery. You put the black wire to the black side of the battery, and the green one attaches to the body of the car. Then you peel it off right back here. Just peel that off. Stick it inside of the engine compartment of your car. And the whole point is when the electricity goes off or when some kind of a suitcase nuke or a nuclear device goes off, this is supposed to be able to stop that device from destroying every computer chip in your car. Because if every computer chip is destroyed in your car these days, you couldn't possibly replace them all. Throw the car away. So, empshield.com, promo code prophecy. It took me about 20 minutes to make these 2 loaves in my kitchen at an ingredient cost of about $12 each. In a time of food shortage and emergency, I'm going to cut each one of these loaves into 14 slices. Eat a slice in the morning, in the afternoon, I'll be satisfied. You want long-term food storage? You want to cut your food costs? Here it is. Eat 2 whole wheat bread slices daily for about a year for about $800 each. JosephKitchen.com's wheat berries come in a nitrogen-infused 7-gallon pail for long-term storage. Most other emergency food costs about $10,000 per person per year. That's right, about $10,000 per person per year, but at Joseph Kitchen, you could do it for about $1,000 per person per year. Now, to get started at josephkitchen.com, you're going to need a machines package. That's going to give you the grinder, the bread machine, the knife slicer, all you need to make bread, and then you decide how much food you want to get. You want food 6 people 1 year, 4 people 1 year, 2 people 1 year, or just 1 person for a year, all at josephkitchen.com. About $1,000 per person per year at josephskitchen.com. Use the promo code PROPHECYCLUB. Get you a $50 discount. josephskitchen.com, promo code PROPHECYCLUB for a $50 discount on your first order. Terry Saka, corner, a stone, asset, metals.com. So why should people go online or call you today?
Seymour Hersh, an amazing investigative journalist, laid out the case that the United States is the one that blew up the Nord Stream pipelines, hurting our very own allies. That is a nation that is desperate because their currency is on the verge of losing reserve status. That's not good for a United States dollar and why we better be protected.
Terry Saka, CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. Give him a call or go online today. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.